It's music by Mendelssohn, his Hebrides Overture or Fingal's Cave with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. It's 9:31 this Tuesday, 4 degrees downtown. It's supposed to be coming a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, and let's hope that happens. It's going up to a high of 7. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the New Classical FM. Now, yesterday, we launched our 9th annual Holiday Hope Fund.
Right.
In support of all the fantastic work being done down at the Scott Mission. And joining us in the studio today is Holly Thompson, the Director of Public Relations for the aforementioned Scott Mission. Welcome back.
Yes, indeed.
I want to say welcome back to the program, but I you know, in another way, I kind of wish we didn't have to do this every year. So we've launched the Hope Fund. What's it like out there this year for people on the street and the homeless?
Well, I'm so glad you guys do this program every year.
So are we.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
It's rough out there for people, and you can see on a day like today, it's hard to walk. I had to walk, you know, from the transit to here, and I was freezing cold. So imagine that all day long, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You need a safe place to go. You need a place that's going to be welcoming to you and not... Or just a place that you want to be.
Right.
And that's what the mission strives to be for people in need.
And what are some of the things you do to help people to feel safe?
Mm-hmm. Well, our staff work really hard at creating a peaceful, calm atmosphere. So for our drop-in, people can come in and get warm, especially on cold alert days.
Yes.
And we've got our regular services like laundry and showers and clothing room. And then our hot meals, of course,
mm-hmm.
About 220 people come every day for a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we just try to create that atmosphere that makes people feel welcome
right.
and calm.
And you do have a facility, am I right, that where people can stay the night?
Yeah, we have a shelter for up to 72 people every night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they can come in and sleep in somewhere safe.
And is it pretty much full every evening?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
See, I think for a lot of people, you mentioned... You know, a lot of people, when they think about the Scott Mission, they think about, you know, a warm meal, a warm place to sleep. But, I mean, I think it is extraordinary that you offer laundry services.
I do, too.
And showers. I mean, that is so important to people, to give them a sense of dignity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we try very hard for the dignified aspect of it. But, yeah, people need to take care of themselves. And that's what we're here to help them to do. And it starts with a meal. It starts with that hot meal, but it goes to counseling and it goes to small groups and it goes to the hygiene facilities as well that helps create, you know, a better future for people.
Right.
And what about clothing?
Yep, we have a clothing room for people who are on the street, for
yes.
men particularly. And then we also have a women's clothing room and a family clothing room for families that need clothing support as well.
Can people donate clothing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great.
If they want to, they can drop it off at our location at College in Spadina.
Nice.
That's terrific.
Have you noticed this year an increase in the amount of people who need your services?
Yeah, there has been an increase, especially in the emergency services.
Oh,
so,
okay.
People who are coming for the hot meal or people who are coming for food and clothing bank support.
Mm-hmm.
So our families that are coming, there's been an increase in the demand for that service as well.
Mike, did you already ask the question about volunteering?
Yeah, but
okay,
we chose not to go that route.
Oh, I see. Oh, good. Oh, super.
We have
Well done.
We have a lot of great volunteers, but most of the volunteer spaces for the Christmas season are booked up already.
Okay, well, that's good
now,
to know.
Now, we are asking people to contribute financially to the 9th Annual Holiday Hope Fund. What are some of the big items that you need this money for?
Yeah, so across, like I said, that... those hot meals, they're just the beginning for a
yeah.
lot of people.
Yeah.
And so for every $4.25 that you contribute, that's one hot meal for somebody in need. But the money goes towards our other Christmas programs as well, like our clothing or our Christmas toy store that's free for
right.
families to come in and choose the toys that they think their children would enjoy the most. Mm. It goes towards our special Christmas grocery support. So for every family, 2,600 families are going to come in for Christmas support, and they're going to get a bag of groceries that they desperately need, plus a grocery gift card that enables them to go to the grocery store to buy the groceries that mean holiday to them. And then access to our free toy store as well. So the money that for the Holiday Help Fund, every little bit makes a huge difference.
I'm sure it does.
For people all across the city.
How much are you looking at raising this year?
Well, last year we raised $40,000, so it would be great to break that record.
I certainly hope that we can do that. Holly, thank you so much for dropping
in
today.
Thank you so much.
Been speaking to Holly Thompson, the Director of Public Relations for the Scott Mission, and we launched yesterday the 9th Annual Holiday Hope Fund in support of all the amazing work done at the Scott Mission. They do so much, providing food, clothing, shelter, kids' toys to those most in need throughout our city. If you can make a financial donation, we ask that you do so by calling 416-923-2400, or you can go online at www.scottmission.com. And while there, you can browse around their website and see all the amazing work that they do for people.
Absolutely.
So if you can give, please do so. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
Thank you.